World Football at AFCON.
Welcome to World Football at AFCON. Hello from me, John Bennett. Great to have you with us for a very special episode. We are going to take you back to 2013, 10 years ago, when Nigeria won the Africa Cup of Nations, beating Burkina Faso 1-0 in the final. I've been speaking to one of the heroes of that 2013 Nigeria team, Effie Ambrose, who played at right back throughout the tournament. He's been telling me about their journey to lifting the trophy. But he began by taking me all the way back to before the tournament started, when many people were writing them off.
Nobody gave us a chance because we're just a young team. The coaching crew really believed in us because we've been together for a couple of years playing together. What really helped us massively is there's depth in the squad and there's challenge in every position. So the coach believed, challenge, hard work and everything pays. So he put that mentality in us since. He has done it. He has been there, captain the national team, winning it and becoming the coach. And he has coached in two different countries before coming back to Nigeria to coach. So he has a wide experience. So when we saw him, it's like a father figure to us. So that motivated us kind of see someone like that. Being our coach was a plus to us to play under him and to have the kind of knowledge he has and challenge me as a defender. Well, the most important thing, I believe, that without challenge, he will not get where he wants. So he tried to bring a strategy that really works for us, like bringing in the home base super, the players that play in Nigeria, the professional player that play in Nigeria. So he make it kind of evil that he invited them and also invited the foreign players. So that looked like kind of motivation to us. Well, if you're not working, it doesn't matter if you're playing in the top clubs in Europe or anywhere you're playing. The most important thing is when you come, we are all equal. We are all representing the country. We're all wearing one jersey. So the most important thing is the national team is more important than wherever you're playing. So that thing brings a challenge upon all that. If you know you're not ready to come, there's a player playing professionally in Nigeria that will take up the sport. So I think that really helped the team to give up the character, the shape, how the team wants to go. But the most important thing, you know, the preparation has not been easy because we are playing in Europe. There's not enough time to really come to really prepare. So before the preparation, I think what we did was the qualifying is the preparation for us to go into the tournament at itself because you don't really have time to really, in January, after your club maybe release a week, 2 weeks before the tournament, you only have a week training camp, which we do have in Portugal. So it wasn't like we had too much time to prepare, but because the coach was wise enough to really get us prepared before the tournament, which really helped us to build into the tournament because it didn't change much, and that really helped us go into the tournament.
Yes, yeah, Stephen Keshi was the coach who sadly has passed away now. I was a journalist at the tournament. I was watching from outside of the camp, but I loved listening to him. I loved listening to his press conferences. He seemed quite inspirational to me, even as a journalist watching from the outside. I wasn't in the camp. What sort of a motivator was he? Did you hang on his every word? He was a great orator, wasn't he? He was a really good speaker.
His assistant and everyone with him, the coaching crew, they've been together, they've known each other in their playing days. So it's a big thing that really helped him as well because he cannot do it alone. The job is not meant for just one person. The staff, the NFL, the supporters and everyone. So it's a combined thing, not just one man thing. So, and the players. So, but the most important thing is when we get to Africa, the AFCON itself, his talk is he believed in us. He has always said that with the caliber of player he has here, no matter what people say, that because people say, how can you go to a tournament with 19 players that have not played in the tournament before? And we have like a bunch of experience out there that you can invite that have the experience. But he believed, how can you get experience if you are not given a chance? So he gave us a chance. And as you know, the tournament is not easy. I will not say it's easy. We worked hard. We've done everything. On the first day we'll get to the pitch, the first match, you know, there's anxiety, there's pressure, and there's everything. This was my first tournament. So the anxiety, everything comes up. But the most important thing, it helped us to deal with it. Like, he told us everything before the game, what we need to see, what we need to prepare for, mentality and everything, which really guided us and really helped us. On the first game, we didn't go our way, but he never made us to panic. He still believed in us because we do the first game. There was pressure everywhere because everybody expected us to win. Because, you know, anywhere we played, as people recognize us to be the giant of Africa. But the most important thing is, without, you know, we are religious and we always believe in God and everything before, so put God first. I believe it's just God because when we seek in faith, he never disappoints those that believe in him. And I believe we went there believing in God first, and we put everything. And that's what the coach says. That we might do everything. It's God that gives victory. It's God that gives everything.
It wasn't an easy group stage, as you mentioned. So you drew your first two games. You beat Ethiopia in the final game. And then it got to the quarterfinals. And this was the first time in the tournament that I watched you live. I was at this game in Rustenburg, and it's one of my favourite games that I've seen in Africa Cup of Nations. So you played against Ivory Coast, and this is an Ivory Coast team that is the golden generation. It is Touré brothers, Didier Drogba is there. You were written off, I remember. Nobody expected Nigeria to win that game.
Yeah.
And you win 2-1. The winner from Sunday on bar with 12 minutes to go. How special was that game? Was that the turning point when you really felt you could go on and win the tournament?
Coach always keep believing in the squad. Then the last game, we know this is do or never. You either win or you up. So I think there was a motivation, there was a drive in us that said, well, we came here for purpose. We came here to represent more than 200 million Nigerians, to represent our family, ourselves, our clothes and everything. So I remember my coach always telling me, you are the only one that can beat yourself. That's what he always say. So we will just keep that at the back of our mind. Going out the pitch, we just focus on the game. That's what the coach tell. They forget about any distraction. Focus on this game, which is the most important. Because if you don't win this game, you're out. So you don't even imagine playing a Ivory Coast or whoever. So that was the turning point. When we get to the pitch, we were able to win the game. And then the main point started coming in. People like say, wow, with what they've seen, how can we beat Ivory Coast? With the likes of Drogba, Yaya Toure, Jovinko, the squad they have, like, even before the tournament, everybody have given them the trophy. But the coach always tells us, we believe we can do it. Mikel, Iyama, Jobo, the leader in the school, they believe we can do it. They always give us that word of encouragement. Because we are young players, this is our first time. So playing against the likes of Drogba that we've been watching, Yaya Toure and everything is massive. So they just took that panic from us, took that anxiety and everything about them that we should go. The rest, the football, say the rest, because we ran, outrun them, outplayed them. We fight for each other. And as we started the game, it's like we're like a wounded lion. Like we are more hunger than them. So I think that was the difference between us and them. It's not about talent. It's not about the squad. It's about the will, the determination. Who wants it more? And I think that day we showed that we wanted more. Just despite being a young player. And after the game, after beating them 2-1, and after the squad, after the coach, bad everybody. Nobody saw him back home. Because everybody was looking at Amineke, was looking at Ikechukwu, the experienced player, grinding day. But nobody saw him back. I think he was the joker of the team. Nobody saw him.
Yeah, it was an amazing victory. There's two things I remember. I remember in the stands, because I'd been in Rustenburg where the game took place about 2 weeks. And it was such a quiet place. But when Nigeria arrived, suddenly it was like a party before the match. So, yeah, to see the Nigerians celebrating. But also, I remember the disappointment of the Ivorian players, the huge stars that you mentioned, like Yaya and Didier Drogba, and to see their disappointment, because everyone expected them to win that game, but you proved them wrong. And then you went to the semi-finals, and it was relatively comfortable for you. 4-1 victory over Mali, which took you to the final then against Burkina Faso. You played in the group stage, and suddenly now the tables have turned. People had written you off, but now you were big favourites. You were big favourites going into that final. How much pressure was there on you to win that game?
I think after beating Ivory Coast, and when Drogba came to our dressing room, gave us a word of advice, because he came after the game and told us, we defeated them, that this is their tournament. Everybody thought it's their tournament, even him. But since we were able to knock them out, he now came to our dressing room. He congratulated us and he told us we should win this tournament for him and for ourselves. So that word you hear from Drogba really was a spark to us. That was all we were waiting to hear again from a legend like Drogba to come into our dressing room to congratulate us and to wish us all the best, and told us to go ahead and win this tournament for him, win it for our country, and should not let him down. I think that was the spark for the thing. And after that, one group has said that, I believe this is our tournament. And that's what the coach has already been saying before the game. And when we get to the semi-final against Zambia, it was like even different for the team that played against the Ivory Coast. It was a different game as well, because we take each game by each game. I think we improve every game we play as a team, as a squad. It doesn't matter who starts, who is on the bench. We are strong in spirit as a whole. No matter if you're playing, you're not playing, the coach always tells us, it's not those that play on the pitch that they are, it's those that are the bench. that he believed those are the guys that really had the app. So he always encouraged those sitting on the bench, he encouraged them, because without them, he said, there will be no us. We cannot play with 11 players. You are the one that keep us on our toes. You are the one that made us push off extra mile. Because without them, just be relaxed or be comfortable in the zone or playing, no challenge. Even though I don't play well, nobody will take my spot. But this is not what happened in school. We always believe there is a depth. There's anybody that comes in who give everything, still replace you. You often feel there's a difference. So I think that's really helped us. And when we get to the semi-final, wow. Even me as a player, I never believed how the game turned out to be. It was like, what is going on here? The goals were just coming, the opportunity, the chances created, we're just taking everything. It was just like there's a favor from above that really come upon us and everything worked out for us. And when we get to the final again, we now went to the Burkina Faso. You know, we played them before. The same group still played them 1-1. So we know each other. So we know it's going to be a different ballgame because we've played each other before. And they have good players then as well. Good young players. Like, it was tough. Like, I will not say the final was easy. But as you said, Wemba was the magic. But we've played, like, before I went to Europe, I played against him. I know how good he is. He's a very experienced player. Good player. Comfortable on the ball. You never know what he's trying to do. He has tricks. So I think the coach just believed, like, in him. And we never knew that this is the joker. Because everybody was thinking he's going to be Chico, he's going to be Aminike, he's going to be Bride, Musa, Victor Moses. But nobody saw him back. So nobody focused on him. And that was what really helped us. And when he bounced back, it was just unbelievable. It was incredible. I think that was one of the best performance, I think, apart from all that performance we had. That performance was, like, unbelievable. Well, when they find out where she go, I don't even know what to do. You don't even know how to celebrate. You could see Vincent Yema went to raise the ref. We didn't even know. Everybody was still in shock. The African Cup of Nations. We really didn't. So it was something unbelievable. It was magical. It was miraculous. It was just God. So all we did that day was to give thanks to God, because we know it's just God. Not that we have better player, quality player, or nothing, but it's just God is upon that team. And you know, when Nigeria are behind you, the force are behind you, everybody now come to support us after winning Africa. That was the turning point. We now had everybody behind us. Before, we don't have that. We didn't have so much support back home, everywhere, around the world. But after Africa, and that was the problem. Everybody was behind the team. The fans, the South Africa, everybody knows that this team is something else. This team is bringing something else. Everybody now starts chatting the super. The giant of Africa is back. We are back to reclaim our throne, back to reclaim our trophy, where we truly belong. So I think that was all the song we kept hearing in our head, in our mind, when we sleep, like, it's just massive. It was very good experience.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was great to see you lift the trophy. You had a busy few days because you won the Cup of Nations. And I remember the next day, I was on the same flight as you. You won't know this, but I saw you in front of me. You were on the same flight, an overnight flight. And you had to play against Juventus, didn't you, for Celtic in the Champions League just a couple of days after the Cup of Nations final. That's remarkable.
No, it's something. You know, it's commitment. Because for me, I know there's pleasure. But at the same time, no one, when you give your word, you own up to your work. Because I told the gaffer then that letting me go, I will come back. No matter what happens, even though we get to the final, we play the final, I will come back to play the game against Juventus. Nothing is going to stop me. No celebration is going to stop me. Because at the same time, my club, they are the one that pays my salary. I'm committed to them as well. No matter the enjoyment and everything that comes after the election, everybody will shock. My team will shock. I told them, sorry guys, I have to. My team need me. So I was on the flight. When they saw me in training, it was like shocked. Like, everybody was shocked. But I told him, I'm committed to what I say. So coming on the park and everything, coming to help my team, which he really respected me, and my teammate gave me all the respect I deserve, because doing that alone showed how committed I am.
That was Efi Ambrose, former Nigeria player, the Africa Cup of Nations winner from that 2013 Super Eagles squad. Thanks very much for listening. If you want to listen to more World Football at AFCON, go to the BBC World Service website or BBC Sounds and search for World Football at AFCON.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.